Elissa Walker Campbell, happy holidays on this Thanksgiving weekend. Wishing all of you the very best. And we are so glad you're with us right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Well, right now, the NFL conversation, it is going to continue. We're going to focus our attention on the Carolina Panthers, and they are 4-6. The good news is they're coming off a win over the Saints, and they're going to face the Raiders on the road on Sunday. It's a true pleasure to welcome in national award-winning sports columnist for the Charlotte Observer. He does an amazing job. That is Scott Fowler. He's been covering the Panthers since the team's inception. He also has a brand new book out. It is titled Panthers, How the Carolina Panthers Roared to the Super Bowl and Why They'll Be Back Rising. Good evening, Scott.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's always a fun weekend of the year. And talk to me about the Carolina Panthers, because they came off that Super Bowl appearance in 2015. And I have to tell you, I don't know who's been a bigger disappointment, the Panthers or the Cardinals. My boys love the Cardinals. So the expectations were very high. Where did it all go wrong?
Yeah, it's interesting. They have really had what I guess the classic case of a Super Bowl hangover. There's that long-held NFL theorem that the loser of the Super Bowl does not play well the next year, and that has certainly been the case here, in which the Panthers are 4-6, like you mentioned, going into this game. Very difficult game at Oakland, and then another one right after that at Seattle. They're on two straight West Coast trips. They're even going to stay out on the West Coast in between, so they're on the West Coast for about 10 straight days. The last time they were on the West Coast for any real length of time was the Super Bowl, and that was only 8 or 9 months ago, and it's kind of gone south. They have their defensive secondary has probably been the biggest issue, followed by their pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
And now they actually have won three of their past four, but it may well be too late for this season. This team still has a really strong core, and I expect that they'll be back in the playoffs soon, because any team with Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly and others is going to make the playoffs, but I don't know that they're going to make it this year.
Well, Panther fans, I know that they are very disappointed. How do you fix it moving forward?
Well, probably you've got to get the secondary bolstered a little bit, and the offensive line has gotten a little bit old. So those two things probably need to be fixed. I mean, honestly, they had 10 Pro Bowlers last year. 9 of those are still on the roster. So this team has got a lot of talent. But they have not finished games the way they did a year before. And so I'd put a lot of that on the offensive line and the secondary, and that's where they need to fix things.
So talk to me about this. As you know, we look ahead, what kind of flexibility will they have in perhaps a rebuild in the offseason?
Oh, they'll have a fairly good amount. They have Newton and Kuechly signed up long-term. One of their problems right now is Luke Kuechly sustained a concussion in their last game, and that's kind of their defensive quarterback and really a very strong player. They'll get him back. I don't know if they'll get him back this year at all, but they'll get him back next year, and that'll help a lot. And then they'll probably have to draft probably an offensive lineman, maybe another guy for the secondary or the pass rush, which has been another issue. But they've got the big-time positions, they've got nailed. I mean, they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Cam Newton, and they've got Kuechly, another linebacker named Thomas Davis. This team's got a lot of talent. They're a little bit like Arizona, which also has a lot of talent, but just has sort of fallen on hard times. The NFL is like that. You know, if you lose the games that
mm-hmm.
are 3 points
That's
or
right.
less, it happens. I mean, it's not like college football where there's a tremendous disparity in talent. In the NFL, there's really not that much difference. And this year, the Panthers have been on the wrong side of the equation.
Quarterback Cam Newton, I mean, he's got so much charisma, a big-time personality. How would you summarize for him how his season has played out up to this point?
Inconsistent, I would say. He's had a concussion. He's had some close losses. He's also made some really good plays. But this is the guy who is the reigning NFL Most Valuable Player from only a year ago. And he certainly has not played to that level. I mean, the bottom line is wins and losses. And he is 4-5 as a starter. The game, he missed one game and they lost it with a concussion, but he has not played as well. He is the one guy who probably could engineer a turnaround too. I mean, he is a dazzling athlete, and he can sometimes put a team on his shoulder. So that's what Panther fans are kind of clinging on to right now.
Hey, Scott Fowler is with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is time to shift gears. We are going to shine the spotlight on Scott's brand new book, Panthers, How the Carolina Panthers Roared to the Super Bowl and Why They'll Be Back. It is titled Rising. Okay, what can all of our listeners, what can they look forward to?
Well, yes, thanks for mentioning it. The book is called Panthers Rising, and it is about kind of the rise of the team over the past 5 years. They've made the playoffs 3 straight years here, and while they may not and likely will not make it this year, this is the sort of team to me that has a nucleus that really is going to make it probably, you know, 7 times in 9 years or something like that. They have really ascended in a place where this Panthers have long been known as a team that has one good year and maybe 3 bad, and then another good one, and then another 3 bad. They have never been consistent. But they really, behind a general manager named Dave Gettleman and a coach named Ron Rivera, they have really gotten to the elite level of the NFL, where I think a one-year drop-off may be happening now, but I think long-term they're a little bit of a blue-chip stock. They've got a lot going for them, a cast of young players, and the book was a lot of fun to write. It is about kind of this current cast of characters. They have a lot of really interesting guys on and off the field.
And an in-depth look at Ron Rivera and why he has just been so crucial to the Panthers' success.
Yes, that's the NFL's head coach of the year 2 of the past 3 years, a former linebacker for the Chicago Bears, and a really nice guy. I tell people Rivera is one of those guys that if he was your next door neighbor, you would really like him. Although he's got that former NFL tough guy thing, he does not lord that over anybody. He is very down to earth, really big into the Charlotte community, does a lot of good work here, and just really a good coach, a player's coach, a guy who's kind of made a living gambling a little bit. They call him Riverboat Ron out here. That's his nickname because he's a gambler.
Love it.
So sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but he does kind of have that player's mentality of, look, let's go for it on fourth down and see what happens.
Well, there's been some highs, but also I do want you to share just a dark time in the Panthers organization and take us back. In fact, it was on your Twitter that you had just posted an article about Ray Carruth. What did you share in regards to that situation and how is his son doing today?
Yes, thanks for asking. Ray Carruth, this is probably the darkest chapter in the Panthers' history and also in my book, Panthers Rising. But I think it's important to tell the story. I mean, some of your listeners are very familiar with it. Some of them probably have never heard it. But back in 1999, Ray Carruth was the first-round draft choice of the Panthers a couple of years ago. He got a local girl pregnant in Charlotte, and he did not want her to have the baby, and she really wanted to have the baby. And he basically masterminded a conspiracy in which she would be killed, thus killing the unborn baby and thus freeing him from having to pay child support. Just a horrific crime, and it occurred in 1999 in Charlotte. Sharika Adams was the young lady's name, and she did die from her wounds, but not immediately. She was able to make a 911 call that implicated Ray Carruth. And the baby, while he did have serious health problems because of the forced gunshots that hit Sharika, did survive, and a lot of people forget that. That baby did survive, and he is now 17 years old. He just had a birthday recently. He has cerebral palsy, but he has a very loving grandmother who is named Sandra Adams. That's the Sharika Adams mother, and she has basically devoted her life to raising this child. Ray Carruth, meanwhile, sits in jail in North Carolina, but he will be getting out in 2018. So it is a very twisted saga. It can be found online, certainly my most recent story. It is also in the book, Panthers Rising.
Absolutely. Scott Fowler has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, sports columnist with the Charlotte Observer. His brand new book is Panthers Rising. It truly is an amazing read. Congratulations on that. And Scott, I've got your number. We got to have you back on the program. Thank you so much. You've been fantastic.
Thank you very much, Alyssa. I sure enjoyed being here.
Absolutely. Happy holidays. Much more coming your way at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.